Welcome to the Healthy Skin Show with Jennifer Fugo, where we're flipping everything you've been told about your chronic skin issues upside down and connecting you with alternative solutions your dermatologist never told you about.
Welcome back to episode number 305 of the Healthy Skin Show. In today's episode, I want to talk about the new research out that shows the worrisome connection to food elimination diets used to help your skin. So if you've ever thought about changing your diet or eliminating certain foods to see if it will help your eczema, psoriasis, acne, rosacea, dandruff, or hives, or anything else, this episode is for you. I know there are thousands upon thousands of articles, posts, videos, and other online content that discusses and even recommends various restrictive eating plans that may be called something like an eczema diet or a psoriasis diet or a rosacea diet, or could even appear if you search for some version of a phrase like trigger foods for eczema or trigger foods for rosacea, basically adding in whatever skin issue you have to find something more specific to your diagnosis. They all make grand promises of helping you identify your trigger foods, reduce inflammation, and even heal your skin, so long as you stay on the elimination diet and continue to avoid your trigger foods. For some, the list of foods to avoid can be one or two foods, while others end up with a really lengthy list of trigger foods. While I'm all for improving nutrient density and diet diversity as a licensed clinical nutritionist, new research confirms something I've worried about for quite some time, that the use of elimination diets can backfire and deeply harm your relationship with food and could make your skin even worse. So let's talk about what's going on here, where things with elimination diets can go sideways, and what to do if you're already struggling with a lot of food fear and your tendency is to restrict even more as soon as you feel a flare come on. Before we dive into the research, I think it's important to set the stage because I very much understand wanting to make changes that could positively impact your health and your skin, especially if you feel like what your dermatologist is offering you isn't working well enough, or you've read enough online in different Facebook groups or even in books that's convinced you to give this a try. Well, I was in the same boat as you years ago when I was trying to figure out my own dyshidroidic hand eczema. So yes, I see your good intentions and I want to commend you for going further than what you may have been asked to do to deal with whatever is going on with your skin, be it eczema, psoriasis, hives, rosacea, dandruff, or even a combination of issues. And I don't want you to think that I'm against any diet changes because I'm not. I know firsthand that health problems can be an inspirational springboard to making substantial shifts in diet and lifestyle. But there's a point where these changes can become counterproductive and even harmful, especially when fixation on diet pits you against what should be seen as nourishment. This can drive a ton of food fear that leaves you blaming food at every turn. The moment your skin flares up, it must be something in my diet, runs through your head. So you restrict even more. And this may seem harmless until you realize that you're more afraid of food than you actually enjoy it. And you aren't sure which foods are safe and which might actually be a problem. And even the idea of reintroducing certain foods actually makes you afraid of what could happen. And before you know it, your good intentions that were guided by books, online forums, and suggestions by other skin rash warriors, and even experts online can leave you in a bad spot. Just like my former client, Judy, and we'll call her Judy, but that's not really her name, just to protect her identity. She had been struggling with eczema for years without much help from medication that her doctor had recommended. For a couple of years prior, she dove headfirst into a Google rabbit hole, educating herself on the connections of diet, health, and even her skin problems. I think she read most of the books for eczema in addition to everything she could find on autoimmunity. And she started with simple diet changes like removing eggs and dairy and sugar. And then she started with simple diet changes like removing eggs, dairy, and sugar, and then moved on to more extensive eliminations based on AIP, which is also known as the autoimmune protocol, because of a well-known functional medicine doctor's book. And after noticing some improvements, she layered over top another diet, removing even more and more foods to the point where we finally started talking. And at this point, she'd whittled her diet down to 5 foods. Yes, you heard me correctly. She was eating the same 5 foods every single day. And she thought that the more foods she removed, the less inflammation she would have in her body that would ultimately help her skin to heal. Trying to get her to reintroduce foods was one of the hardest things to do. And I'm not talking about processed foods. Just things like blueberries and sweet potatoes. In her mind, these things were possibly responsible for her skin flare-ups, though admittedly, she wasn't sure. And the idea of adding them back in also may have meant skin flare-ups. And I wish I could say that I was successful in helping Judy, but after a point, we couldn't get on the same page. And I felt she needed more help because at that point, we were way beyond food fear. And I wish that I could say that this was my only encounter with someone with this experience of removing more and more foods with the hope of healing their skin as well as other symptoms. But that's not the case. Judy's story is way too common, which is why I do so much research and work focusing on other root causes, because there are too many people who are being driven to food fear and even an eating disorder in the skin rash community. So yes, I understand the good intentions around diet, but you shouldn't have to trade your relationship for food to save your skin or health. Seeing this pattern happen again and again in my clinical practice, as well as learning from others about their journeys in my online community, has led me to question how prevalent this elimination diet and subsequent food fear trend actually was. So in October of 2021, I spoke with Dr. Raja Sivamani about partnering with his research team at UC Davis to answer this exact question. We developed a written questionnaire that ultimately was completed by over 600 people who all had been diagnosed with some form of a chronic skin condition, at least one. The goal was to understand how frequently diet eliminations were being used, as well as the impact that the diets had on the person's relationship with food. And here's what we found. Between acne, eczema, hidradenitis suppurativa, psoriasis, and rosacea, approximately 80% of all respondents believe that you need to avoid certain foods for your skin to improve. At least 70% of respondents with these conditions had self-eliminated foods, meaning they had chosen to do this on their own without being directed to do so from a practitioner. Now, in terms of age ranges, the 18 to 24-year-old bracket is drastically more impacted, with over 80% now having a negative association with food triggered by an elimination diet. And the incidence of this lessens as respondents get older, but still clocks in at around 47% of those 55 to 64 years old who note that an elimination diet has triggered that negative association with food. And what was also highly disturbing is that of those with a history of anorexia, bulimia, and binge eating, over 60% responded that an elimination diet triggered a negative association with food. And even if there was no history of an eating disorder, more than 54% still felt that an elimination diet had triggered the negative association with food. Now, honestly, even though I saw this trend happening on social media and in my practice, those numbers were shocking, even to me. The research team also told me that they were really surprised by the results. Beyond the research I was involved with, We also know that unnecessary food eliminations can trigger potential IgE allergic reactions in some individuals. Dr. Peter Leo, who's a fan favorite here at the Healthy Skin Show, has published at least one article that I know of warning about this specifically in atopic dermatitis patients. And I've unfortunately seen this happen to clients. So keep this risk in mind when you eliminate foods based on what you've read online or in a book or even foods suggested by a practitioner, that developing an IgE allergic reaction to those foods is possible. And please be careful who you take diet advice from, because practitioners do not all have the same training and skill set when it comes to more complex health and diet concerns. Cleanses and detoxes or fasts to try to starve something out of your gut or reset your gut can all lead to a place that you didn't intend to arrive at. Because if you're serious about being integrative or functional, you can't just ignore this. The price to have healthier skin shouldn't be your mental and emotional well-being when it comes to food. It's crucial to find balance, not beget one problem for the other that will unfortunately follow you around, even if your skin does end up healing. And if you've found elimination diets helpful and didn't struggle with food fear, I am so happy for you. But I want to continually hold space for those who aren't in that boat, because their experience is equally real. And it's my hope that with this research, we can provide more nuance and care to the use of elimination diets in the future. If you've got any questions or thoughts to share about this episode, or if you want to check out the research I've been talking about, head on over to skinterrupt.com/305. So we can keep the conversation going. And if you found this episode helpful, share this with someone you know who needs to hear this, so we all can make the best choices that we can when it comes to diet and food. And before you head off for your day, take a moment to rate and review the Healthy Skin Show, and then hit that subscribe button so you never miss a weekly dose of new research, clinical tips and strategies, various personal stories, and the inspiration you need to help you on your journey to rebuilding healthy skin. And then let's connect over on Instagram. I'm at Jennifer Fugo. Thanks so much for tuning in, and I look forward to digging deeper with you in the next episode.